Just one halakha, very interesting. There is a rabbinical principle that says, Kevan chi yatza mutzi, which means, anytime there's a mitzvah for a person to fulfill, he's able to fulfill others in that obligation as well. Let's take a practical example. A person on Rosh Hashanah, thank you, Emil, is hayav to listen to the shofar. So he made a beracha, shir kedishanu, mustav esivanu, lishmoa kol shofar. And he blew for himself the 101 sounds. And then all of a sudden somebody came to him and said, you know something, I didn't hear the shofar today. Could you blow the sounds for me? Not only can he blow the sounds, but he makes another beracha, shir kedishanu, mustav esivanu, lishmoa kol shofar. Even though he made the beracha already for himself. But since there's somebody else that did not fulfill the obligation, he could make the beracha for him as well and blow the shofar for him. For that matter, let's say somebody else came to him after and said, by the way, I didn't hear shofar. He can make the beracha again. Technically, he can make the beracha 600,000 times to fulfill the obligation of every single Jew. And the rule is, kevan chiyatza mutzi. Since you have an obligation, you could mutzi others. Even though you fulfilled your obligation already. The explanation is that our obligation is really not fulfilled until every single Jew fulfills the mitzvah. So therefore you're still considered hayav. That's when it comes to mitzvot. Let's discuss now kiddush, which is an obvious case. We do this every Lel Shabbat. One makes kiddush and everybody else is yotzeh. That's not a problem. But now let's say, after you made the kiddush, somebody else shows up and says, I didn't hear the kiddush and I don't know how to make the kiddush really, could you make it for me? Since kiddush is a mitzvah, the fellow says again, Bore Priya Gefen, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbat, and he's motzi him. The question that we ask today is, what about regarding the hamotzi on Friday night? Hamotzi, it's a mitzvah to eat bread on Shabbat, as we know. So therefore, let's say I made hamotzi ready. I made hamotzi and I ate bread. Now all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, do me a favor, could you make the hamotzi for me? I didn't have bread yet, could you make the hamotzi for me? So am I allowed to take two new loaves, say hamotzi lechamina aris? I ate bread already. I'm just making the hamotzi, I'm not going to even taste the bread. I just want to say hamotzi lechamina aris and give it to the other guy. Can I do that? So, over here Maran writes, and a big chiddush, in Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the bread of Shabbat, one cannot be motzi others unless he himself is eating. Bread is different. Which means if I'm making a motzi for me and everybody else, of course I could say I'm motzi l'hamanas because I'm eating and I can be motzi. Once I ate from that motzi, now a new guy comes, what am I making a motzi for? I made a motzi ready for myself. I'm not eating already from the samotzi. Yeah, but when it came to, for example, other mitzvot, even though I wasn't doing the mitzvah myself, I could say the beracha for somebody else. Why is the mitzvah of eating bread different? So there's two basic answers that the Mefarshim say. One is brought down by the Torah Zahab and the Mati Yehuda. They explain that it's not evident that the bread is for a mitzvah, because it's the normal derech. When you sit down to eat a meal, you sit down and normally have bread. So in order to fulfill somebody's obligation, it has to be noticeable that you're doing a mitzvah. Here, nobody will think twice. You're sitting down on a meal, you're sitting down to have bread. So therefore, since the mitzvah is not noticeable, one cannot be motzi others. The Magen Avraham, who the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Siman Kuf Samech Zayin, in Seif Katan Tzadi Dalet, says a nice answer, a different answer. He says, there is no mitzvah per se to eat bread on Shabbat. The mitzvah is to enjoy. Happens to be, most people enjoy Shabbat by eating bread. But let's say you have a person that has bigger pleasure by fasting on Shabbat. Halakha says, if he has more hana'ah than fasting on Shabbat, then fasting becomes onik to him. So therefore you cannot say that eating bread necessarily is indeed a mitzvah in itself. So therefore, since it's not a mitzvah, then we go back to the regular laws, that you cannot be motzi somebody else unless you yourself are benefiting. For example, if let's say I'm having a glass of water. Well, I don't want to have a glass of water. Somebody says, do me a favor, Rabbi, can you make the beracha for me? I cannot say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim HaKadosh HaKonei Olam, and give the guy a drink. Well, I didn't drink myself. Because since that's not a mitzvah, I cannot be motzi somebody else unless I myself is benefiting from the water. Similarly, over here, says them again, Abraham. When I'm having the bread is not considered necessarily a mitzvah per se of the Shabbat. Therefore, I cannot be motzi others. So that's a very important halakha. People might fall into the mistake of thinking, oh, we learned the rule already, that anything that's a mitzvah, I can make it as many times for others, even though I did it already. Yes, it comes to most mitzvot like that, but not the bread, whether it's Leil Shabbat or Shabbat Day.